Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked, what's going on with the student loan debt? And I know Biden is still working on it. I think a lot of people are mixed because many people paid off their student loans. I don't know how popular the student loan forgiveness bill is popular with the Democrats, because many Democrats have already spoken out going, I paid mine. I'd rather you guys write off mortgages. I'd rather you write off car debt. This way we get included in this. Now, many individuals, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, they went to a state school. If they did, or they skipped college entirely because they thought they would have to pay for student loans. And so when the story changes and it flips a little bit, it starts to make people kind of rethink things. Well, the Supreme Court originally struck down Biden's plan. He wanted to forgive $400 billion in student loans. But the Supreme Court said it's got to go through Congress, which I agree with. You know, if Congress is the one that is relying on that money for the spending and on their spending bills, and the government needs money and we're in debt, then having a president saying, yeah, but I want to kind of, you know, bribe voters, let's just wipe it off, help them out, make them happy, it does have to go through Congress. Now, if Congress wants to say everybody's student loans we will just throw out, that's completely fine. They can do that if it goes through both the House and the Senate. But Biden has, I guess, another plan. Their plan B. NPR dubbed this the, quote, sneaky other student loan forgiveness plan. The Education Department, I guess, has income-driven repayment plans that have existed for a while. And so they basically took on, I guess, different requirements and levels of payback. And so you could apply. I think 5.5 million borrowers have applied for that program to do an income-driven repayment. Now, I don't know if the Biden administration could change it. He could work with the existing ones and implement some of the existing ones. But the Saving on Valuable Education program, that's called SAVE, it broadens caps on monthly payments based on income and family size and offers interest subsidies. So many borrowers don't have to pay anything at all each month. Others will qualify for loan forgiveness on remaining balances more quickly. So didn't the student loan program, I remember my husband telling me, if we don't pay off our student loans in 25 years, they usually write the balance off. And I'm like, you know what, but I don't want to, and he didn't want to either. I'm like, I'd rather get the government off my back. So I paid off my student loans as quickly as I could. That's why I don't have a big retirement. I don't really have much for retirement, because I was self-employed and we paid off our student loans. Now, I love my students and anybody I've taught and I've seen struggle, you know, with college. I want to see that they get help. But you know who should be helping them? The schools that got the money. When a school charged that student $250,000, then that school, if they're really pro student loan forgiveness, say, you know what, I'm going to give you some of that money back. But this system is stupid. where the colleges are getting the money and they're raising the rates every year. They still are getting the loan money. They're getting all the money in the world. But then we taxpayers have to pay off that exorbitant cost that the student gave the school. And we have a ever-growing national debt. We need money for the migrants coming in, for our homeless population, for more hospitals. And so a college student isn't necessarily going to pull on everybody's heartstrings. That's why, like I said, I don't know how popular it is. You do have millions of people that owe the government, so they could be really happy with that, and handouts are great. But then what I would do is I would say, look, schools, if you are in support of this and you want this done, then you guys put the money in a pile. And from that pile, we will then evenly help pay down some of the students' loans. But you guys got the money, now give it back. Well, no one's going to go for that. So what eventually is going to happen in this country, because somebody will get elected, that'll say, yep, I think that's fine. If you have any student loan debt, we're going to write it off. And the colleges are going to just keep on raising the rates, just like with Obamacare. We said, look, whatever the insurance is charging you, we'll pay part of it or all of it. So the insurance companies raise their rates. A couple thousand a month. Let's do it. That, you can't have a system where the government is throwing millions of dollars or trillions of dollars, you know, to an entity that's not really helping with the problem. Nobody should have to owe a quarter of a million. Now, I get, if somebody doesn't want to go to state school or community college, and they want to go to Pepperdine or Cornell or some of these fancy universities and borrow the money to live there and have their own apartment and not have a roommate, part of these student loans are because they didn't want to get a roommate and they wanted to buy a car and have extra money for their car payment and living expenses. I lived in a person's backyard for part of my schooling. Yeah, I might have done it a little differently if I knew I could have student loans written off. So I just don't know how popular that is because, I'm not saying we want people to just go to community college and state school, but, you know, if people made a choice, you know what, I'd rather be a little bit more lush with it. Is that really fair, especially for those who didn't go to college? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I went to 12 schools growing up, and one school district was the Maricopa County School District in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I remember learning cursive in the third grade. I don't know if that's when they teach cursive now. They might teach it earlier or later. But you had to block print. And then by third grade, I think my teacher was Mrs. Mortimer, if I remember correctly. And we had to learn cursive. Now, I'm a color out of the lines kind of girl. So I could not stay within the lines. You know, you have the bold lines, and then you have the little, you know, a dotted line, and that was supposed to be for the lowercase, and you have to write neatly, and I would get D, F, D, F, D+, D-, F, F, F. And my handwriting has always been horrible. But you were graded on your handwriting. It had to be legible. Now, why? And I was sitting there in the 70s and 80s going, okay, why am I getting in trouble? Because I was in third grade. Third grade, you're usually 8, 9. So, yeah. So I was kind of at the turn of the decade. I'm like, why are we doing this? I see my mom typing. I'm just going to type everything. And I could type. I could type. I think my fastest was like 95 words a minute. I think I got up to 100 at one time. And my 10 key is 202 words keys a minute. So I could type. I was really good at that. But writing, I have horrible handwriting. Horrible. My mom has beautiful handwriting. Me, horrible handwriting. My father, horrible handwriting, so I think I got it from him. I just can't write well. I just can't. And I'm right-handed, but still just can't do it. But it wasn't so much that, you know, you needed to stay within the lines and be all beautiful. It's that's how we communicated. We communicated with writing. And so if that school graduated or that district graduated, and then I went to the Clark County School District in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I went to school there. But if these school districts graduated you with inability to communicate your handwriting, they are doing you a disservice. So they wanted to make sure anybody could read the handwriting. I remember saying, but I prefer to print. And still, to this day, I print. I don't cursive. I don't think I've written cursive since grade school. I don't write cursive. It's easier. It's flowing. I just like block print. I don't know. I just do. That's just me. And, but that, so the school wanted you to be able to communicate. Also, writing works on your motor cortex, the part of the brain that types is a little different than writing. In order to write, you need to see the word, you need to visualize the word, you need to think about the word, and then you need to communicate it through synapses to the motor part. And then you need to be able to write that out, and then you need to be able to control. So there's a lot of processes to writing. And one of the reasons why we did that is it was great exercise for the brain. The one concern we've had and we've seen with schools is with online schooling, and the lack of having to write everything and just do your tests online by clicking buttons, is they're not using part of their brain. And they're not exercising it. Well, fascinatingly, schools are bringing back cursive. Now, I think all schools are still teaching cursive. But Gavin Newsom, October 13th in California, signed a law, signed into law a bill making cursive handwriting instruction mandatory in first through sixth grades. The legislation passed this year. And you're looking at this going, I thought it was already a part of the school district. I don't think it has been. In 1850, that's when cursive was introduced. And one of the reasons why is because our founding fathers and a lot of these historical documents are written in cursive. So they wanted to make sure kids could, you know, read the founding documents. Now we translate them and we type when they're on the computer and AI will print it out. But when you want to look at the original document, we don't want English in cursive form to be a foreign language. So in 2010, the Common Core Standards that came out for schools outlined specific skills in English, language arts, mathematics, but they didn't mention cursive writing. There were keyboard skills in grades 3 through 5. Fourth graders had to demonstrate sufficient command of keyboarding skills to type a minimum of one page in a single sitting. So remember, typing was an elective for some of us Gen X's or baby boomers? Typing with the core standards that were done during the Obama administration has typing. However, when you tell somebody to do something, they'll be like, yes, sir, I got it. I'll do it. But they might not then go back to the extra. And so I guess 46 states, the District of Columbia adopted the standards, but cursive writing fell off. And so in 2016, 14 states had to then go back and require schools to teach cursive. Then 19 states by 2019. Currently, only 21 states require some sort of cursive handwriting according to MyCursive.com and being reported by EdWeek.org. So we're not teaching cursive anymore? So in California, they said no. And they're bringing it back. And according to Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva, a teacher of 30 years, she says a lot of the historical documents going back 2 to 3 decades are actually in cursive. And so if people want to read historical documents and understand their language, they have to be able to write it and read it. Now, most people do still support this. They want kids to know how to write. And like I said, involving your motor cortex and parts of the brain that texting and typing don't do, school is about exercising the brain. It's about learning. It's also about control. And the one thing that I like about cursive writing, and it's funny because you would think I'd be like, look, teach the kids the basics, you know, in the morning, afternoon is all practical work. You know, if a lot of them aren't going to write, don't waste the time. But no, I like the idea of these kids learning cursive. One is there might be a power outage and you might need to communicate with somebody. And yes, power outages occur and you might need to write a note. You need to be comfortable writing. Now that everything is so much typing and typing, we need to be able to get that basic in. And the younger you are when you learn, the better. Number two is that paper, those sheets of paper that had those lines, it taught you to stay within the lines. Now, I'm not a stay within the lines kind of gal. I don't like staying in my lane. I'll switch lanes. I'll help where help is needed, and then I'll get back into my lane. But if I think something needs to happen in another lane, I'm going to go there. But you do have to understand there's boundaries. You do have to understand that there are certain things, even with your inflection, even with your speech, there's boundaries. And there's not a lot of things in life right now that teaches you that. Also, with cursive writing, you need to be correct. Or you need to erase what you wrote. Right now, kids have computers that spell check, that automatically, if I'm busy and I'm typing a report, I'm typing like this, and yeah, I type fast, there may be some misspelled words, the computer automatically converts it for me. I don't even have to think about spelling, but if you're writing, and you're writing it out, yeah, you need to think about the spelling. You need to think about the punctuation. And as we're seeing with Gramercy and spell checks and all sorts of other computer programs, even when I text somebody, my iPhone fixes the spelling. Although I don't like, sometimes it'll switch the word. And so when it's cursive, it's you. And finally, another reason why people support it is your handwriting was your identifier. Now, I don't see a lot of my kids' handwriting. I can't identify their handwriting from somebody else's. If I see something, I'm watching the show Silo, and the husband saw something of the wife's writing. He goes, this is my wife's handwriting. You know, I don't really write a lot to my kids. I see a couple of their things, but I don't, if there was like 5 pieces of paper, I wouldn't be able to recognize my kids' handwriting because they hardly write. And so it's your identifier. In a world with tech and AI, for somebody to reproduce on a pencil and put the pressure where you put the pressure, because that's how forensics figures out, you know, these criminal sleuths figure out, you know, handwriting and things like that based on how you put your pressure, where you pen. It's actually a fantastic art to learn. That's your identifier. So, yeah, bring back cursive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas releasing an additional 11 hostages. The White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for two more days. Israel freeing 33 Palestinian detainees, the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona said,
I think it was President Reagan said, "We're from the government. We're here to help."
Reagan actually said the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." The exact opposite of what Cardona said. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intending to present a bill linking funding for the countries as early as next week. Corey Myers, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gail writes, "I'm 61, slightly overweight," she writes, and I'd say I'm a little bit more overweight, so you know it's not me, but she says she's slightly, "and has been refused over 200 jobs. She goes, I can't find a job if my life depended on it. I'm well-dressed, presentable, but can't even get to the interview stage. I thought employers need employees. What am I doing wrong?" So we were speaking about age discrimination a little bit earlier in the show. And we were talking about how fat phobia and how Colorado is, changing some of the rules with jobs so they can't discriminate against somebody who is overweight and then also has to have accommodations for them. And so, you know, in terms of age, discrimination can happen very easily. And even though I had always said I believe employers would love some of the more seasoned employees because of the work ethic, the problem that we have is there's somebody that ruins it for the rest of us. And as an employer, you know, let's say I had an intern. And I'll tell you about this. So there was a place that would give us interns with the hopes that we would hire them. Well, one intern stole from us. And so I stopped taking interns. Not medical students. This was a nursing intern. Now, not all interns steal. But you're doing that school a favor. You're taking time teaching. Somebody steals, I don't need the hassle. So I didn't have any more interns come from that location. Not that, and I understand that not everybody steals. I understand that that this person was a bad seed. But with everything going on and me being so busy, I didn't have time. I had to teach medical students. I just don't have time. And then to also have to worry about stealing. Even though I knew it would be a one-off. And so if an employer had somebody who, let's say, was a little older, but then ended up not getting along with people, not understanding the new tech, getting grumpy, they might say, you know what, we're done. Let's just go back to younger people. And it stinks because not all everybody is like that. You find somebody you like, but unfortunately those biases do happen. And when would an employer like an older person? When wouldn't they? Well, if an employer does not want to pay for maternity leave or paternity leave, you hire somebody who's not childbearing age, you could get around that. And I think there are some employers that say, look, we have to pay up to a year for somebody. I can't do that. Nope. And so they're, depending on where you live and the laws, they might go for somebody older. But you have other individuals that might not catch on that quickly. I know with some things, show me once, I'm good. And then there's other things where I just don't get. I don't think I'm going to get it. And so if they feel you're not an easy learner, and you could say, oh, I learn really easily, I'm good. These employers know people lie during the interview. So what are some signs that they are going to look for? Well, we spoke about this. Sometimes on your resume, if you have an AOL account or a Hotmail account, they might be biased against you. Now, I use Hotmail, and I don't plan on changing it for a while. I do have a Gmail account, but I keep the Hotmail account. So the Hotmail shows your age because most young people don't have Hotmail. Hotmail was one of the early ones. AOL was one of the early ones. And it also shows you're not changing. You get comfortable. You like. Now, I think that's a good sign. I'm not going to jump every year and change something so crucial to me as my email. My email is really important to me. So I want stability. But some employers may not look at that. They may be like, you know, they're too lazy to change over to a newer mail source, such as Gmail or some of these other new ones, we.com. And so I would think that my keeping my email is a good thing. I'm stable. I trust a source. Once I trust, I'm loyal to it. You're not going to see me bounce around departments. I am going to be loyal to the job. But some people might not look at that. They also want to know that you're coachable. And so if in an interview, let's say, you are kind of resistant to certain things, you know, and so they'll say, okay, well, if there's an issue, you know, how are you going to communicate with others? I'm going to call them on the phone. Ding. That's not the way people do things. They don't call people on the phone. It might be better. You and I agree a face-to-face conversation or talking to somebody could open up a whole, you know, a whole bunch of different benefits with the communication. But what that job might be looking for is, well, what I will do is I will send an email and I may CC my supervisor so that they are aware of the documentation. And I will let my supervisor know because they have the chain of command and they'll know what to do if X, Y, Z happens. But if you say, well, I'm going to call them on the phone and I'm going to, that might be too old school for them. We text now. We Zoom call. If they say, how do you feel about Zoom meetings? Oh, my gosh, it's online. Oh, I don't trust it because you're putting face-to-face for me. Well, if it's a company that does a lot by Zoom, they're not going to want you. But as I've said before, if you're not getting calls or interviews, that's not always your fault. Your resume is oftentimes the only thing they look at, or they might not even be looking at it. You know, they may need diversity. And based on your name, based on your gender, you might not make the cut. Or these ads may just be out there because they have... Well, and another thing too, be prepared, guys. How it works with these companies and schools is if they don't spend the budget during a certain time, they lose it. So if human resources has a budget, and they need to spend it by a certain time, and they don't get that money next year. So they need to show all the receipts for LinkedIn and Glassdoor and Craigslist and all the other things. So there may be a lot of ads there that they have absolutely no intention of hiring for. So you not getting it, it may be just a ghost job. I'll see some of these jobs have been posted for months. Is it because they need to go through the budget? They need to burn through the budget. So, and if you do have an employer that doesn't want you because of your weight or because of your age, to hell with that person. You don't need that person. But I do think older individuals do offer a lot. But if it's a more tech-savvy, the other thing, too, also is, let's say there was an older person who used a term that is not culturally sensitive. So let's say they're in a meeting and they go, yeah, some broad from corporate called. That person's not going to last. We don't use the term broad. Women could be offended. So, it's tricky. It depends on all they need and what they need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my grandfather played football, and my father played soccer. And I think both of them had elements of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. My grandfather played football before the helmets, the leatherhead days. And my father played soccer, and in soccer you had the ball. Well, when you had the ball, that's traumatic. And there is a study that is reiterating that regularly heading a soccer ball, hitting it with your head, because you're not allowed to use your hands in soccer. You have to use your feet, legs, but you can't use your head, can impair brain function and increase dementia. Now, the study looked at brain changes in 148 amateur soccer players over 2 years using brain scans. Remember, we can't really diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy till after you die. So we're trying to look at damage before you die, hopefully. And the tests were taken twice, once at the beginning of the study and once 2 years later. They found that not only was high-level heading associated with brain changes that indicate poor memory, but it was also linked to a decline in task performance. Several soccer players, according to Daily Mail, who headed the ball for years, have since been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is a brain condition linked to repetitive brain trauma that could lead to dementia. Could lead to mood disorder, confusion, impaired judgment, memory loss, and high-risk behavior. So, young adulthood and things we do with our heads, will have impacts. And in order for you to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, you don't necessarily have to be knocked unconscious. You could just be hit once. And what happens is the brain oscillates in fluid. You get a coup counter coup hit against the skull. So the brain hits the side of the skull, and it goes back and forth. And so you could get multiple impacts of the brain, even if you're wide awake. Bruce Murray, 57 years old, the former forward for Team USA, is among the former athletes believed to be suffering from CTE. He recently was diagnosed with dementia. He forgot to turn off his car's ignition. He's checked himself into hotels for no reasons, and he fell into a canal after losing his balance. And again, an athlete. Jeff Astley, UK player for Notts County and West Bromwich Albion, I hope I pronounced that right, first British soccer player to have an inquest ruled that he suffered from CTE. He died in 2022 at the age of 59. So the friction, the impact, it causes inflammation. Now, I think we might stave it off if we immediately provide oxygen, but injury and damage is injury. Now, the researchers they didn't study just all males. Some of them were female. 39% of participants were female. And what they did is at the start and end of the study, they had the players complete a questionnaire detailing how often they hit the ball with their heads. The survey consisted of a series of questions about how often an individual plays, practices, and heads the ball, and what type of situation. Then they decided to classify if they were low, moderate, or high. Then the test was the ability to memorize and recall lists of words. And they also underwent an MRI called diffusion tensor imaging at the start of the study and then followed up 2 years later. It captures the structure of the brain, tracking the microscopic movement of water molecules through the tissue. And compared to the starting results, those who were the high-heading group, who maybe hit the ball with their head 1,500 times in 2 years, had significant changes in the frontal areas of the brain, and that is involved with memory and learning. So Dr. Lipton, study author, said our analysis found that high levels of heading over the two-year period were associated with changes in brain microstructure, similar to findings seen in mild traumatic brain injuries. High levels also relate to a decline in verbal learning performance, and they're going to follow up on the study. Oh, they did do a follow-up study, and they looked at the gray matter and the white matter. The gray matter is where the processing of sensation, perception, voluntary movement, learning, speech, and cognition take place, and your white matter provides communication between the gray matter and the rest of the body. And they also found a sharp distinction of the two, especially in those who had multiple hits. So soccer is now the third most common sport for girls, 370,000 girl soccer players worldwide. And so CTE isn't just now a topic about men who did sports or football. It should also include gymnastics. It should include soccer, baseball, anytime you get hit in the head. And what really stinks is some of these people are not living long lives. 59, not good. And so, you know, I really hope we do more research, and I hope we figure out ways to minimize the impact of the head. But if these numbers keep continuing, they may eventually say, you know what, guys, I think we're done with heading in soccer, and that would completely change and transform how soccer's played. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people ask, how did Black Friday go? Well, Americans did break a record for spending on Black Friday. Now, keep in mind, all right, we are a very, we have many more people, right, than we did last year or the year before. So not a surprise that we will break records. People also who have been saving money and not spending throughout the year do need to buy for Christmas or are waiting for sales, although I think some of the prices are jacked up. But online shopping on Black Friday went up 7.5% from last year. And of course, online, I shop mostly online. I think we're going to see that year after year rise as fewer people want to go to the stores. But one thing that was interesting, though, which they say is a bad, bad sign for the economy, is many people picked the buy now, pay later programs, meaning they didn't have the money to buy the gift. And it's I'm going to, put on back order, or not back order, I forgot what that term, layaway. It's an old term we used to use, layaway. Now it's, you can buy it now, but give us the money later, or do payment plans. And I think the number of people doing that jumped 30%. I think Klarna and Afterpay let shoppers pay in installments every week or month. Now, I think that's fantastic that there are those options, but I think we're changing. And I mean, for me, I'm not going to buy something if I can't afford it. I don't like putting things on a credit card if I don't have to. If I do put on a credit card, it's for the miles, then I try to pay it off as quickly as possible so I don't get the extra interest. But I think we have a lot of people that are living month to month. The Christmas is coming, and they're like, you know what? I borrow for my house. I borrow for the car. I have credit card debt, student loan debt, which might get written off, and who knows, maybe there's going to be another candidate who's going to say, you know what, now we'll write off the car payments, or we'll write off your credit card debt. So I think some people are realizing that borrowing might not be a bad way to go. Now, for those of us who paid off our student loan debt, we're like, no, we should have rethought that, especially if they're really going to try to knock money off. But that's still not a reality, and you can't count on that. So don't spend what you don't have. But it was fascinating that shoppers spent $9.8 billion on Black Friday, $12.4 billion on Cyber Monday. But did they have the money? You know, and so was it that, oh, okay, people have this kind of money, or did they put it away on layaway? Now, I told you, going to Disney is really expensive, so I don't really go that often. And there's a lot of people there, but is it that they paid cash for the tickets? Or did they throw it on a credit card, or they'll make payments throughout the year? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.